friends, first of all, let me thank you all for your greetings. I became chairman of the Orville Foundation exactly 20 years ago, when I was 60. Now I'm 80 and I don't feel a day older than I was then. So I think Orville has done me a lot of good. It regenerates me, rejuvenates me, and gives me a new insight into human consciousness. I was 19 years old on the 6th of December 1950 when I picked up a newspaper and read Sri Aurobindo Passes Away. I'd never heard of him before. But from that day, now for over 60 years, I have been in one way or the other associated with Sri Aurobindo and his movement. I decided to do my PhD on the political thought of Sri Aurobindo that brought me here. I had blessings of the mother several occasions. And took me to Kolkata where I met his brother Barendra Ghosh and we talked about the revolutionaries of 1905. After that, when the foundation came into being in 1991, I got appointed chairman of the foundation, and I think I have now done 3 terms. And let me tell you, it has been a great learning experience for me, because I have realized that consciousness exhibits itself in many different forms and shapes. And one has to be prepared for surprises, like Srinivas Murthy was in that film. I'm not saying that some of you are from outer space, because sometimes I wonder. But I've really enjoyed this. During our first term, we were able to complete the inner chamber of Matri Mandir. Now, Matri Mandir is an astounding piece of architectural innovation. I just drove past it now and I realized what an amazing, amazing thing it is. And built entirely by Aurobindians. Not a single penny from the government of India. All the money was raised, all the work was done by the Aurobindians themselves. I think it's a great achievement. If Orwell does nothing else, the building of that Matri Mandir itself, like the building of the pyramids, for example, would be a great and living achievement. Then there was a break in my second term. We were able to complete Matri Mandir totally. The first term was just the inner chamber. Because I remember when I came, there was some tension between 2 people whose name I will not mention. And I got them for the first time to sit together at a table. They hadn't met for years. And anyhow, I got them to it. Second time, we laid down a date for the opening, for the inauguration of Matri Mandir. And you were all there at that time. And that also happened. That was a great, great achievement. And then now, to my surprise, I was asked to do a third term. And what I want to do during this term is to set up the Town Development Committee. Lavanir Gauville, and to start the whole process of building the new city. So far there have been buildings here and buildings there around this area, but I think now we have the opportunity to really get down to building a unique city. And we have members of the governing board, members of the International Advisory Committee. We have Mr. Doshil here, who is a very distinguished architect and who is going to help us. And now it is for the community. Once the notification for the Town Development Committee is going to issue on the 1st of May, the work will start. And now this is a new challenge for Aurobindians. Because you will have to build the city in the same way as you built Matri Mandir, you will have to build the city. My day started very nicely today. I had a lovely tea ceremony. A young man from Japan was here and he presented a very nice tea ceremony. I always wonder when I come to Orville as to how the Orovillians are looking upon their own spiritual development. Because after all, if you are in Orville, you are in Orville for a purpose. And that purpose can only be spiritual development. Or consciousness modification, whatever you want to call it. I think that each Aurovillian has got to look into him or herself and decide whether they are taking advantage of the fact that they are living in this unique community. I know there are hassles, there are problems, there are small glitches here and there. But the broad picture is the picture of moving towards a new consciousness. And that, I think, is what Aurobindo is all about. Aurobindo is not simply about beautiful buildings, although they are coming up. It's not simply about a multinational, multi-linguistic, multi-religious community. It is about the growth of consciousness. And there, I think, the message of Sri Aurobindo, the mother, is very powerful and very strong. So, I'm not an Aurobindian myself, but in a way you're very lucky to be living here in Aurobindo. Because this is the sort of opportunity which I don't think is going to be available to many people. We are trying to increase, by the way, the population of Aurobindo. It's growing too slowly. We had some figures this morning, and at the rate it's growing now, it'll take us another 10 years to get to 5,000. The mother talked of 50,000. But I think that we've got to now step up our housing programs. We are allotting special funds for housing because newcomers, when they come to Aurobindo, have to have somewhere to stay. And therefore, we want to build more hostels and we want to speed up the whole process of developing a city. Our land acquisition is going well. We still have some pieces of land to be acquired within the inner circle and the belly. But I'm sure that is also going to take place in due course. So friends, let me simply thank you first of all for your good wishes. I've had a long career in public life and done a lot of very interesting things. But I think that being chairman of the Aurobindo Foundation will rank as one of the most exciting and most creative things that I have ever done. Because I have come into contact with so many different people and so many different problems and so many different levels of consciousness. Allama Iqbal, the great Urdu poet, has a beautiful phrase. Khud hi ko kar buland itna ki har taqdeer se pehle khuda bande se khud poochhe bata teri raza kya hai. Raise your consciousness to such a level that before taking any decision, the divine will consult you. I mean, that is an extraordinary thing to say. And that is that raising the level of the consciousness. Khudi ki bulandi is what yoga is all about. That is what Zen is all about. That is what Aurobindo is all about. So dear friends, very warm greetings. Thank you so much for the lovely bouquet and the very amusing videos. I'm a little embarrassed to introduce my own film because this came out of a question where I used to go around, still do, lecturing on Sri Aurobindo, on Swami Vivekananda. And one day a young man in one of the colleges got up and said, "Sir, you are lecturing on them, but what do you believe?" So I was a little, taken aback. He said, "You are telling us what Swami Vivekananda believed. You say, what's your belief? What do you believe? What is your belief?" So that triggered me to set out writing a small book called I Believe, which subsequently a friend has converted into a film. And it is that film that is going to be presented today. I leave it entirely to you to form your own judgment. Thank you very much. I believe that man is still in an intermediate stage between the animal and the divine. It is still in a stage of evolution. And to be able to take part in that evolution, to be able to cooperate with that evolution, I think is probably the noblest thing that we can do in our lives. As we move up the evolutionary ladder, we finally come to the human race. And the human race, for the first time, is a race capable of being self-conscious. And then as we evolve through life after life, we ultimately get to the awareness that there is something within us that is indestructible and divine. There is a beautiful verse by Allama Iqbal, Khudi ko kar buland itna ke har taqdeer se pehle Khuda bande se khud poochhe bata deri raza kya hai. That Khudi ki bulandi, raising the level of consciousness, which is really the goal of yoga. I believe that that is the greatest goal that we can have in our lives, and that is something which every human being should adopt.